con M de Mateo.
La radio de Elías Mateo Hernández.
¿Me lo dices o me lo cuentas?
Hello and welcome to Me lo dices o me lo cuentas, the Elías Mateo Hernández School Radio.
Today we are talking about something very close to home.
It is June. It is hot. It is very hot in our classrooms.
And before air conditioning, before electric fans, people needed a solution.
Today we will tell the story behind one of the oldest cooling inventions in history.
The hand fan, the abanico. Let's go.
So, let's start with a simple question. When did people first use hand fans?
People used hand fans more than 3,000 years ago. Ancient Egyptians used them. Ancient Chinese people used them too.
3,000 years! And what did they make them for?
In the beginning, people made fans from leaves, feathers and wool. Later, in Asia, they used silk and bamboo.
And who used them? Everybody?
No, not at first. In Egypt and China, servants carried fans for kings and queens. Only rich and powerful people had fans.
When did the folding fan appear? The one we know today? The folding fan appeared in Japan around the year 700. It was a Japanese invention. Later, traders brought it to China and then to Europe.
And when did it arrive in Spain?
It arrived in Spain in the 16th century, and then something interesting happened. The Spanish people loved it so much and they made their own. Spain became famous for beautiful decorated fans.
Was it only for women?
At first, both men and women used fans, but in Europe it became more popular with women. In the 18th and 19th centuries, Spanish people used fans to communicate secret messages. Each movement has a meaning.
Secret messages? Like a code?
Exactly. If a woman moved the fan slowly, it means one thing. If she closed it quickly, it means something different. It was a secret language.
That is amazing. And what about today? Do people still use headphones?
Last question. It's a fun one. If you could send a secret message with a fan right now in this classroom, what could it mean?
I think it would mean, please open a window. It is too hot in here.
I agree completely. And that is the story behind the hand fan. 10,000 years of history and still useful today.
Don't forget, the next time you see someone with a fan, they might be sending you a secret message.
This was Me lo dices o me lo cuentas. Thank you for listening.
See you next time. Stay cool.